being should be his life in this world, and how he conducts his life in this world, and what the meaning of his life in this world is, and how he is to understand his life in this world. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has indicated in his book in so many places, that he has sent us here to do and understand. So inshallah, today we would like to deal with one of those, or a couple of those ayahs that deal with helping us to understand these principles, these things that Allah sent us here to learn. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الإنسان إنك كدح إلا ربك كدحا فملكي صدق الله العظيم. The translation of which Allah has said, O thou man, verily thou art ever laboring to your Lord with exertion, but you will meet him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us here that the life of this world is what? Labor. It's work, toil, struggle, striving. Allah didn't send us here to be on vacation. He didn't send a limo to pick us up and bring us here and send a limo to take us back. We have to strive. We have to work our way through the life of this world. And Allah says it takes exertion. But we see in the modern day life, and I guess even from the first beginnings of human life, people love ease. It's built into us to love ease. And we want to do the least and get the most. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is not his sunnah. You have to struggle. You have to do the most to get the most. You do the least, you get the least. Because Allah is just. Allah says, every soul will receive what it earns. That every soul gets what it strives for. So we see that this innate thing in us is contradictory to the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and so we have to do what? We have to convert this. We have to take this love of ease and train it to see the ease and the difficulty of striving in the way of Allah, because the ease that is in that difficulty is known as patience. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Inna Allaha ma'a sabireen. Verily, Allah is with those who are patient. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِنَّ مَا الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. That with difficulty there is ease, and that ease again is patience. And Allah has said that this striving and struggling is what our life should be all about. Striving and struggling for material things? To get a bigger house? To get another car? To have more money in the bank, to get a PhD. No, this is not the struggling that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about. The struggling and the striving is to understand the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first to learn it, and then to apply it. Because we can learn a lot of things. We all have a lot of facts in our heads. We don't apply all of the facts that we have. And this is, again, is the nature of the human being. He acquires things that he doesn't need. He acquires things that he doesn't use. But the knowledge of Allah, the guidance from Allah, is ever valuable. It is the only thing in this dunya that is valuable. And once you acquire it, if you do not put it into practice, it becomes like the Prophet, like the Quran says, like you become like a donkey, an animal. You become less than human. You become like an animal carrying books. on his back. The knowledge is there in the books, but he can't make use of it. He can't make use of it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that in this struggle, whether you do it well or not, you're going to meet Allah. The culmination is going to come. And when you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's finished then. It's too late. You cannot put the knowledge into practice that you didn't put in before when you were in life. Because that's what the life of this world is to do, is to act. To do those things, to put that knowledge into practice. And we know that when the time for death comes, it's too late to say, let me try it again. Now is the time, as they say. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us these things, and he has told us that the life of this world is not uniform. It's not, you know, just everything you deal with is going to be the same. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says in his book, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم, لتركبون طبقا عن طبق, صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, surely you will travel from stage to stage. So in this struggling toward the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are going to be peaks, there are going to be valleys, there are going to be places in between. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us guidance to deal with all of those situations. But again, it is our job, part of that struggle, is to gain that knowledge from the book of Allah, from the example and the teachings of his Anbiya, radiallahu anhum, that we can take this knowledge and know when we face these changes that Allah has assured us we're going to go through, we have the tools. We have the knowledge, we have the things that we need to deal with them. This is from the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't leave you to figure it out on your own, although most of us would like to do that. You know, I know what I'm doing, brother. You know, well, Allah said, I know what I'm doing. You know, then it gets messed up. Jacked up, as we say. Oh Allah, please show me the way. You know, as Allah says, when the ships go out on the sea and the weather is nice and everybody is happy, and then the waves come and everybody gets sincere for Allah. And then Allah says, if, oh Allah, if you only save us from this, we will surely be among the grateful people. And then Allah saves them. And Allah says, when I save you, then you start walking around like, yeah, I handled that for one for a captain doing this, and you got up the minute that you did it. And Allah says, you have no right to do this. This is totally without right. It's only your boasting, mata'al hayat al-dunya, the brief enjoyment of the life of this world, that you think you have this ability. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in other places, he said, do you feel secure that Allah won't send you back out on the sea and drown you the second time? Because you think you can handle things. But the believer knows. He can't handle anything except by the mercy and rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He can't even have his own naps without the guidance and help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If Allah didn't send his guidance, the nafs of the human being would destroy him. It already qualifies him for destruction, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in his book, if he gave everything, every person, what they deserve, he wouldn't leave a living thing on the face of the earth. But it is through the rahmah of Allah, the guidance of Allah, in his book and in the examples of his prophets, that we have our safety, that we have our security. And it is up to us to activate it. You know what I'm saying? Case of fire, break the glass. Break the glass. Break the seal on the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Break the seal on your heart and open it up to receive the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then do your best. Do your best to apply it. Because no one knows what's going to happen next. Not even the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said in the Quran, Allah told him to tell the people, say, I have no power over any good or harm to myself except as Allah wills. And if I had the knowledge of the unseen, I should have multiplied all good and no evil should have touched me. I am but a warner and a bringer of glad tidings to those who believe. So even the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, people say, well, yeah, he predicted this and that. Yes, he did. But isn't it lab? This is information Allah gave him and said, but can you go to the Prophet and ask him about any future event? He can give you the answer? No. If Allah doesn't give the answer to him, he can't give the answer to you. And in so many cases, in so many places, even among Muslims, they want to deify the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with these extra special abilities that he's already told you he doesn't possess. Because things from other aspects of Taghut have crept into the deen. So let us keep our hearts straight. Let us, as they say, keep our eye on the prize. Let us keep our hearts soft and able to learn, and let us keep ourselves close to Muslims and close to the Book of Allah and close to the example of His Anbiya. Qulu qawli hadha wa astaghfiru Allah wa atubu ilayh. الحمد لله فاطر السماوات والأرض جاعل الملائكة رسلا أولي أجنحة مثنى وثلاث ورباع يزيد في الخلق من يشاء إن الله على كل شيء قدير أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. In conclusion, I would just like to remind myself and you, my brothers and sisters, of just one of the strategies that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put in His book to help us to be successful in our mission in this life. And it comes from Surah Al-Baqarah, ayahs number 45 and 46, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytani r-rajim, bismillahi r-rahmani r-rahim. وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَإِنَّهَا لَكَبِيرَةٌ إِلَّا عَلَى الْخَاشِئِينَ الَّذِينَ يَظُنُّونَ أَنَّهُمْ مُلَكُوا رَبِّهِمْ وَأَنَّهُمْ إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. صدق الله العظيم. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and seek help from Allah through patience and prayer. And it is indeed hard, except for those who are humble and those who surely know that they belong to Allah and to Him they will return. Surely Allah speaks the truth. So Allah has given us a strategy here to seek His help, to seek His help through being patient, to seek His help with prayer. And Allah has informed us that this is a difficult thing for the human being to do because of the things we talked about before, except for those people who are humble, who turn down that attitude of, I know what I'm doing, I got this covered. The one who says, oh Allah, if you don't help me, I don't have any help. This is the humble. How can he do this? Because he knows that he is the creature of Allah. He belongs to Allah. And that Allah can do what he pleases with him. And so he asks Allah to make things easy for him, to have mercy on him, and not to judge him by the worst of his deeds, but to give him the promise that Allah has given us in Surah An-Nur, to judge the believers by the best of their deeds. The best, not the average or the last, and we're going to look at them in the no. Throw out all the other ones. The highest thing you ever did, Allah says he will judge you by that if you will believe. And this is what Allah has given us. So let us humble ourselves to our Lord. Let us ask him for his forgiveness. Let us ask him to strengthen us. Let us ask him to increase our knowledge and to increase our strength to be obedient to him. اللهم اكفر للمسلمين والمسلمين المؤمنين والمؤمنات الأحياء منهم على الموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب دعوات يا رب العالمين ربنا إننا سمعنا مناديا ينادي للإيمان أن آمنوا بربكم فآمنا ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الإبراهيم ربنا وآتنا ما وعدتنا على رسولك ولا تخزنا يوم القيامة إنك لا تخلف الميعاد. عباد الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون أقيموا الصلاة